Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
Coaching with JBK. This is yours truly, JBK, with a special on one of the things, one of the highlights of football coming to light, especially in women's football in, over the last 24 hours, I would say. But it's interesting. It is an interesting one. So what I'm talking about, and I'm going to go straight into it, Brighton and Hove Albion. A football club which is known for progressive dominance in not just on the pitch but off of it, have come up with a brilliant plan and one that has been approved as of the last few days. I don't want to say the exact date because I could be wrong, but they have approved the building of a football club where the stadium will be just purely women's football, at the women's and girls football at the ground. So they have put in planning permission and have been given the opportunity to find a suitable place where Brighton Hove Albion women's football team can go and play their home games going forward. Now, for a long-standing period of time, they have been playing football over at Crawley Town, which is a long way away from the club, a long way away from Brighton, and essentially and effectively, it's an away game, regardless of whether they're the home team. Effectively, it's not necessarily down the road. It's almost over 20 miles away, so it's not like you're actually playing at home. It's the equivalent of what happened to Coventry City, where they had to ground share with Birmingham City, they had to ground share with Northampton Town for a period of time, and now they're back at their home ground, where they feel that they belong. That's the same thing with this team, with Brighton Hove Albion. They've been playing their games at the Yamex, which is not too far off the Brighton and Hove area. However, they have now been given permission to go and find a space where they can actually have a women's ground. Now, this is progressive because as much as we have many, many grassroots and maybe Southern Region and a few in the Championship who play their grounds, play their home games on their own grounds, it's... And I'm probably wrong to say that in terms of Championship teams, but there are a few teams, and I will say the likes of Denham United have their own ground. Big ups to Denham, who are in one of the regional leagues as we speak. But there isn't a professional team, and that's the biggest difference. That's the biggest difference. That's the key difference in this. We have Arsenal and Chelsea who play their games out of various places. Arsenal play at Boreham Wood locally, but they've started to play at the Emirates a little bit more. Chelsea over at King's Meadow, which now is a ground share with the men's academy team. We're talking at Manchester United playing at an all-purpose Lee Sports Village, again used for various sports, and then you have other teams out there who also ground share with men's teams and could easily have a pitch that isn't necessarily up to standard come game day. So you're then asking a lot of work to be done on those pitches. Now, here's the thing, it is progressive, but the question is what does that stadium look like? Will it be suitable for the capacity that they're looking for? And what is the capacity that they're looking for in order to ensure that women's football moves forward in that part of Britain, in that part of England, the Sussex area, where they've got Southampton, Portsmouth, Lewis FC, a myriad of teams that are are also playing football in the higher leagues now. The lowest of those four is Portsmouth, and they're playing in tier 4 or 3. I think tier 3, I believe. Might be tier 4, but I believe it's tier 3. But all of those teams, I think Southampton playing in the Championship alongside Lewis, which means that that area of England essentially is thriving. And it's no wonder that it is, because it's been working well. But Brighton have been a mainstay for a long time in that part of the world in the WSL, and have continued to thrive over the last few years. But to see a women's WSL televised pitch for women's football only is a great look. The question is, as I said, the capacity will be the biggest thing. Will they fit the stadium for future games and say, okay, well, we would love to expand? Or will it be built purposefully for the present in order for them to then choose another suitable place or to build on their current site? Again, Lee Sports Village is only 12,000. King's Meadow is only 10,000, I believe. Arsenal managed to fill out the Emirates for a Champions League match for the WSL. Just shy of 4,000, managed to get a good crowd going. We are getting record attendances across the world in terms of games, but it needs to be regular now. And with this, it could be regular, just to see a women's only football ground being built, specifically ready for this level. It would be nice, but hopefully, to add a little spice on it, can we get it to the point where Brighton and Hove Albion will be able to fill it every week? And I think they will. In my opinion, I think they will. When you're bringing the likes of Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester City, Chelsea, and the likes of Liverpool, all to the ground. You also got Everton in there in the WSL. When you're bringing those teams to the ground every season, there's a likelihood that that ground will always be filled up. I'm hoping that this will be the future of other teams and the catalyst of other teams wanting to do the same. I can understand why teams are slightly reluctant, because they want to see those consistent numbers. However, those consistent numbers are now coming. So the question will be is, when will you build your own stadium? That's the question. You know that they've done it, but now you have to produce it. Brighton and Hove Albion have taken a leap of faith to do so themselves. And now hopefully everybody else is going to be doing the same. Whoever's in the WSL come the first game of that season when they finally build the stadium and it's ready for WSL matches, will others follow suit and say, yep, we have finally taken this stadium to, and ensuring that we have the best stadium there. We have the best stadium in this part of the world, and also the best stadium in this division. That's what it'll be good to see. I think it won't be long before we start to see stadiums for women's games being suitable for 20 to 30,000 seater capacities. Dare I say it, 60. But we need to see it, and it needs to happen soon. We are building, and the women's game is building, so let's get it going. Hopefully there'll be more people going to the games, and I can't wait to see it. Yours truly is signing off, and I'm going to sign off with a question. Who do you think will be the next team to produce a women's only stadium in the WSL? I have my ideas, but I'm going to ask for yours. Who do you think is going to be next? Yours truly signing off. Peace.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk.